Mapping the underside of glaciers is a tough job, but someone's got to do it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Ian Hawes, lecturer at the University of Canterbury, is using underwater drones to better understand the polar ecosystem.
Sea ice is one of the defining components of the polar marine environment, and primary productivity associated with sea ice can be vital to biological systems. Every spring, when daylight returns, algae begin to grow on the underside of the ice, and these ice algae come to support a complex of herbivores and predators. It's very hard to be precise, but it's thought that ice algae contribute up to 20% of primary productivity in some polar regions, and it's important that this occurs at a time when few other resources are available. It's hard to be precise because ice algae are very hard to sample. Traditional methods based on ice cores really struggle to quantify biomass and activity because the algae are really patchy and the ice-water interface where they live so easily disrupted. We need better tools, and this year we took an autonomous underwater vehicle, a kind of underwater drone, to Antarctica and used this to estimate ice algae biomass. We based our measurements on the principle that ice algae absorb some, but not all, of the light spectrum, and that the more algae there is in the ice, the greater the effect on the colour of light under the ice. By fitting our vehicle with wavelength-specific optical sensors, along with upward-looking sonar, it allowed us to produce maps of ice algae and ice thickness. Developing new remote sensing tools like these opens up sea ice studies to broad-scale data acquisition. And as the suite of such tools becomes more robust, our ability to understand sea ice dynamics and ecosystem properties and to predict how changes in ice cover will impact these will steadily improve.
That was Ian Hawes of the University of Canterbury. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.